Hello and good morning. You're listening to Money Control's Market Minutes. And here are the top things to watch out as you head for today's trading session. After the market witnessed a mixed bias over the last week, with Friday seeing a sharp rebound, the GIFT Nifty today is indicating a mildly good start for the headline indices. In the last session, Nifty 50 ended with a gain of 243 points to end above 24,850 mark, and even Sensex surged a whopping 700 points. If you look at the last session, among sectoral indices barring the Nifty Pharma, all of them ended in the green. Among them, Nifty FMCG, banks and ID sectors, they saw the most gains. This week, the ongoing earnings season is entering its final phase. So we will watch out for those names, and along with that, traders will also be closely watching key data releases this week, which includes your quarterly GDP figures for both India and the US. This week, on the technical levels front, if Nifty consistently defends the 24,700 level, experts believe that a rally towards 25,000 to 25,200 cannot be ruled out. The crucial support is placed at 24,460, which was near of the low of last week. Now, let's take a look at some of the stocks which will be under limelight today. First up, the shares of Lupin will be in focus as the US unit converts $41 million loan and outstanding interest of $3.3 million to Lupin Oncology into equity. Upon conversion of loan, Lupin Oncology becomes step-down subsidiary of the company. Secondly, shares of Havells India will be in focus as the company is set to make an investment of 340 crore rupees to further hike cables capacity at its Alwar plant. Thirdly, shares of Glenmark Pharma will be in focus as the company's revenue is surged 6.3% year-on-year, while EBITDA is up about 11% year-on-year, and the company has finally swung to profit versus a loss of last year. Thirdly, shares of Aditya Birla and Fashion will be in focus as revenue surged 9%, while EBITDA also surged to about 205 crore rupees and margins were stood at 12% versus 2.2% of last year. And finally, shares of Inox Wind Energy will be in focus as NCLT approved the scheme of arrangement between Inox Wind Energy, Inox Wind and shareholders. Coming to this week, the primary markets will be busy with four mainline companies including Leela Palace Hotels, operator Schloss Bangalore and Aegis Vopak Terminals tapping the primary markets to raise over 6,600 crore rupees collectively. Additionally, D Street will also witness the debut of two firms including Borana Weaves on May 28 and Bellrise Industries on May 29. Shifting focus to global cues, let's take a look at how they present before us. On Friday, we see all the three benchmark indices on the Wall Street declined. The broad-based S&P 500 shed more than 0.5%, while the Nasdaq composite dropped 1% and the Dow Jones lost 250 points. If you look at the Asia-Pacific markets today morning, that rose as investors welcomed US President Donald Trump's extended decline on the imposition of 50% tariffs on imports from the European Union. If you look at Japan's Nikkei 225, that started the day with about 0.5% gains, while the broader topics index also added with about 0.4% gains. Coming to the commodities market, oil prices edged higher in the last session but were set for the first weekly decline in 3 weeks, weighed down by rising expectations of another large OPEC output increase for July. If you look at Brent crude prices, that stood steady above that $64 per barrel. Coming to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Nirav Karkera of Wisdom joining us, who shared his take on what the market presents before us and what the outlook is going ahead.
Markets have been acting up over the past quarter. It also led to a few good things. You know, the entire shakeup ensured that there are more pockets of value that are created. In fact, at a broader aggregate level, valuations may be slightly concerning. But the entire bout of volatility and the route that was created in the past quarter has created rooms and pockets of opportunities where even valuation seems to be fairly justified, especially from a growth standpoint going ahead. Talking about the earnings season, it has been a mixed bag. I feel so far you know, it is not something, you know, worth enough to write home about. But having said that, the outlook is pretty optimistic and upbeat. And the earnings season comes on the back of several iterative downgrades over the past couple of quarters. And from here on, there is good reason to believe that this will plateau from here on, and the scope for upside surprises increase as we move ahead. So FY26, we believe there will be early signs and green shoots of revival in earnings. And having said that, one can expect markets to also pencil it in more aggressively, especially drawing more confidence against the easier macro situation going ahead.
With that, we have come to an end of this edition of Market Minutes. We'll be back with tomorrow with more market news, so do stay tuned.